The success of humanity hinges on learning the laws of nature. Buckminster Fuller. We all strive for success. We work hard to achieve competence, recognition, and rewards in our work. We dream of finding the perfect mate and feeling the joy of giving and receiving love. We endeavor to eat right, exercise, and maintain good physical health. Yet for many of us, the success we yearn for remains elusive, and maintaining success seems impossible. Why do some people seem to have such a hard time succeeding in the three key areas of life, work, health, and relationships? And why do certain people achieve success only to destroy the very accomplishments they've worked so hard to attain? These are questions I have struggled with for many years in my work as a business consultant and clinical psychologist. I've wondered why some very disciplined, successful people persistently fight weight gain, smoking, alcohol, and drugs. Why individuals who desire romantic bliss repeatedly choose partners unsuitable for commitment and intimacy. And why stress disorders, which underlie so many other challenges, seem to be getting worse, despite all of the research and experts out there to help. Consider these all too familiar scenarios. A hard-working, dedicated employee is promoted to a leadership position. He has trouble delegating and becomes increasingly ineffective, difficult to get along with, and aloof. A romantic relationship begins with great optimism and excitement. Then one partner becomes steadily more critical and distant, and finally disappears. An individual achieves a dramatic improvement in health, changing lifelong patterns of drinking, smoking, or overeating. Then a stressful event occurs, and she or he resumes the habits so painstakingly changed. Each person was devastated as their dreams slipped away. As a professional working to help people at all stages and in all walks of life, situations like these confounded me for years, and I wanted to know why. It seemed pointless to be helping people pursue and accomplish their life goals if I could not also help them master the skills necessary to sustain them once achieved. But where would I look for the answers? Fortunately, the answers came looking for me. For most of my career to that point, I'd been doing what psychologists typically do. I worked with people who were struggling with some aspect of their lives, identifying the specific problems they faced and helping them to overcome those difficulties. This approach forever changed when I walked through the UCLA Medical School library one day and saw, sitting on a table, the book Plagues and Peoples by William McNeil. The cover intrigued me, so I sat down and began to read. From that moment on, my professional life would never be the same. The book described how the whole course of human history has been radically influenced by diseases such as smallpox, malaria, and yellow fever. What fascinated me most, however, was not the illnesses themselves, nor even the devastation they caused. Instead, I was captivated by how these plagues were cured. Prior to my visit to the library that day, I had assumed, as perhaps you do, that the way we remedy disease is by studying people who are ill, and from there, brilliant researchers in top-notch laboratories develop the miracle drugs needed for a cure. This is not, however, how the majority of these horrible maladies were tamed. Take smallpox, for instance. This great killer had been around for thousands of years, taking the lives of an estimated 500 million people. Yet the cure for this dreaded illness was not discovered through scientific experiments on the disease itself. Instead, it came about when someone began looking closely at who wasn't getting sick, and then tried to figure out why. In the midst of the smallpox epidemic in 18th century Britain, a country physician named Edward Jenner became intrigued by a common folktale claiming that milkmaids who had previously been sickened by cowpox would never get smallpox. Without knowing how the immune system works, Dr. Jenner developed a bold, creative experiment.